It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Kimberly, I think spring is here. It's early, we know that.
Trees are blooming, Jay.
What a great show we have today. Of course, we're going to talk local and we're going to talk national. And I'm so hungry right now. I hope you brought some treats in here for me.
Well, you know I did, Jasper. I never forget you.
I'm like a little dog, you know? Do you have any treats? Or like a little kid, you know? Oh, stop that.
We are. We're going to be talking to Julia Tertian, who is the author of Small Victories today. We're going to be talking to C-Jack's Quiche.
Say that six times.
You, Jasper, which is quite possibly the best quiche in Kansas City.
Well, let's see. I hope he brought samples.
We're going to be talking to Cecile Rocher, who is Gabriana's Bakery. Exquisite French pastries.
I know she brought something to eat.
And executive chef Joe West from Stock Hill. And we might even embarrass him and ask him his age.
Ask him his age? All I want is his French fries. Let's get on with the show.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your local market since 1923. If you haven't looked at the ad yet, you need to go online to henhouse.com and look at all the great specials. And don't forget to make sure you check out my recipe for fresh cioppino. That's right. It's the Italian seafood soup with all the delicious seafood from your neighborhood Hen House Markets.
Kimberly, do you ever like get a book and like immediately go to the end, you know, to find out what the story's gonna be about? You know? You don't do that, do you? No, because you're an editor and you do everything proper.
Do you go the back of a comic book too?
Oh, of course.
You spoil it.
Well, sure. That's how I found out Batman and Robin. That's how they got rid of Robin. I knew it immediately. They got rid of Robin before anybody did. But I went to the back of this cookbook recently,
Small Victories. Immediately
I went to the desserts, bourbon. And peaches. Wait till you go through the back pages there, Miss Kimberly. You brought in a great cookbook. I love it.
Well, we are so lucky to have Julia Tertian on the line with us this morning. She's the author of Small Victories, Recipes, Advice, and Hundreds. And this is true.
Wow.
Hundreds of Ideas for Home Cooking Triumphs.
No
so
kidding.
Already she's giving you a positive entree.
Oh, there we go. That's where Small Victories comes in at.
See? Right, Julia? Mm.
That's right. Yep.
Juliet, I'm a little slow today, so.
And
quite all right.
Ina Garten, of course, wrote the foreword to this cookbook, and if I can quote from that, I can't wait to cook my way through this amazing new book. So tell us about the book, Julia.
Sure. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for having me. I'm always delighted to get to talk about it. The book is, just as you said, it's all about cooking at home and being really comfortable in the kitchen. So my goal is to, you know, get you excited to cook, but then also feel that you're really in control once, you know, you're at your chopping board.
What is a small victory? I think Jasper touched on it just for a second.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. The title of the book, Small Victories, is the kind of organizing principle of the whole thing. So every single recipe in the book, and the book takes you through breakfast all the way through desserts, as you mentioned, and every single recipe is introduced with what I called, I'm using air quotes, a small victory. So to me, that's like a tip or a technique that just makes cooking a little bit more approachable. And it can be a really simple, just sort of time saver. Or, you know, something like getting the seeds out of a pomegranate without making a mess of your kitchen, things like that, that are just, you know, really pieces of very functional advice. And some of the small victories are a little bit more, I would almost call them like emotional. Like you mentioned the peach and bourbon milkshakes. It's one of my favorite recipes. And the story behind that was that I had made, I used to work as a private chef and I was doing a dinner party for someone and I made a homemade peach and bourbon ice cream. And I went to take it out of the freezer, and I had put too much bourbon, which isn't really a thing.
That's a good problem.
But but it didn't quite freeze because of the amount of alcohol. And I had this moment of kind of panic, which I think a lot of home cooks feel sometimes when something doesn't look like, you know, what you think it's supposed to look like. And then I realized, oh, I didn't make ice cream. I made milkshakes. And that was it. And to me, that was a small victory of just, you know, putting a new name on something.
I absolutely love that. Well, you know, I'm a restaurateur, and if it was up to me, everybody should eat out every night. But I really do feel that home cooking is very important. What do you think? You think home cooking is still as important with people? I mean, today with people, with, you know, with mom and pop both working and the kids, the soccer moms, and everybody going here and there, sometimes we lose that.
Yeah, I think home cooking is, I know it's one of the most important parts of my life, and I hope very much that it's not something that we lose altogether to, you know, restaurants and fast food and that kind of thing. And I'm with you. I love restaurants, but I'm my happiest eating and cooking at home. And I think it's one of the healthiest things you can do.
No doubt.
It's also just, to me, it's a way to get your, you know, the people you love, whether it's your family, your kids, your friends, you know, whoever, it's a way to get all those people around the table together in a way that's really comfortable. And I think that's so valuable.
So this morning we've got in the studio with us Jim Tommy, who is a very well-known commercial real estate broker around town with Reese Nichols.
Julia, my question is, how do you get kids excited about food? Because I know a lot of your vegetables and things like that are awesome, but how do you get the kids to get engaged?
Sure, yeah. Well, I know I can speak firsthand as being someone who loved to cook when I was a kid. And I think that the kitchen is a really kind of exciting place. It can be a little, you know, stressful if you're pressed for time. But I think if you sort of plan in bits of time to get in the kitchen with your kids to really show them, you know, how sort of cooking happens. And cooking is really just transformation. You're taking these raw ingredients and turning them into something. And, you know, I think to show, you know, a kid how to make a cake and you're mixing, you know, flour, which tastes terrible on its own, but you mix it with a few other things and all of a sudden this amazing thing comes out of the oven. Like, that's a miraculous moment. So I think to get kids involved and to figure out tasks that are really good for them. I tried to, throughout the book, give notes within the recipes of certain things are really helpful to have kids do, like crushing tomatoes for a sauce, that kind of thing. So to get them involved, and I think then they can feel a real nice sense of ownership over the food and a little bit more excitement when it's on the table. So it doesn't just appear out of nowhere. They had a real hand in it.
Well, speaking of kids, what was your favorite meal when you were little and growing up?
Oh, my goodness. I love that question, and it's hard for me to narrow down because I loved everything. But one thing in particular, and it's a recipe in the book, is I was lucky to grow up with Jenny, who is my babysitter for over a decade, and Jenny and I are still really close. And Jenny is from St. Vincent, which is a small island in the Caribbean next to Trinidad, and she used to make all the time her chicken pilau, which is basically like a one-pot chicken and rice dish. And to me, when I have a bite of that, even though I'm not, you know, from St. Vincent, I'm from New York, but to me, a bite of chicken pilau is like, it tastes like my childhood. So that recipe's in the book, and it's one of my favorites.
Julia, I have to ask you, is this your first cookbook?
It's my first that I did just on my own, but I've co-authored a bunch of other books, and I've worked as a you know, everything from a writer to a recipe developer and tester to all of the above. So I've worked on about 10 books, I guess, but wow. Small Victories is my first. It's just my own.
I can only imagine what's on the horizon.
Hopefully just more books. I love making them. I really do.
So what's been your favorite book? Because we're reading this list of books that you've helped co-author. Gwyneth Paltrow's It's All Good, Mario Batali's Spain on the Road Again, Dana Cowan, who used to be with Food and Wine, Mastering My Mistakes in the Kitchen. Do you have a favorite cookbook that you've worked on with somebody else, or is it like asking who your favorite kid is?
That's a tough question. I'll tell you the one that I learned the most on. I mean, I really enjoyed working on all of them, but the one where I really felt like I got such an education was a book for, it was called Hot Bread Kitchen, and Hot Bread Kitchen is an organization in New York that's an amazing organization, and it's a wholesale bakery that's also kind of like a workforce development program and working primarily with immigrant and low-income women and giving them not only on-the-job training to learn how to bake all these wonderful things, but also you know, leadership classes, English as second language classes, management classes, and these women graduate from the bakery and go on to take, you know, managerial roles at different places. It's an amazing program. And the best part, I mean, it's all great, but the best part, I think, is that everything they make is informed by all of these incredible women and all the places they're from. So there's like amazing Moroccan flatbreads and Spanish tortillas, but also great, you know, New York rye bread. So getting to know those women and tell their stories, but also getting to learn how to make all that stuff was such a gift. And amazing. I learned so much on that book and really enjoyed it.
Well, we've been talking with Julia Tertian, who is the author of Small Victories. And you can get the book on Amazon or our friends
at Ready Day Books. You can get it. And I'll tell you what, just like Ina Garten said, I can't wait to cook my way through this amazing new book, Miss Kimberly.
That's right.
Well, Julia, thank you for coming on today. We sure appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed talking with you.
It's Small Victories, recipes, advice, and hundreds of ideas for home cooking triumphs.
Keep us posted on your next book. We'll have you on again.
Oh, I would love that. Okay. I definitely will let you know.
Grazie, grazie. Ciao. This is Jasper
thank
Mirabile.
You.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market since 1923, and it's Lent, my friends. So you know what? We're talking fresh seafood, and maybe you need to go out and check out all the fresh seafood dinners at Hen House Market. For only $6, it's called Ready Chef Go. You choose your seafood, either fresh salmon, cod, tilapia, or shrimp. You choose your vegetables. You can pick 6 ounces of your favorite cut vegetables. And of course, you choose the seasonings. They put this all in a bag for you. All you do is take it home and cook it. In less than 5 minutes, you have your dinner done. Now that's special. Who doesn't like fresh seafood this time of year? Does breakfast get any better than this, Miss Kimberly?
I don't think so. And thank heavens, Jasper, can I just say, we're well past the era of real men don't eat quiche.
Oh, and I know you're hungry this morning. So you're telling my guest that we have coming in today. And I was just looking at you. You knew what was coming in. I did not. I really didn't think about this.
I knew what was coming in. I knew that Mr. Ron Shockley, who owns Sea Jack's Quiche in Shawnee, was coming in. But I had no clue that he was going to bring us half of this menu.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Wait a second. I didn't get that. What's that right there?
That is the Sea Jack's Classic Quiche.
Kimberly, take the interview. I'm going in.
You're going in for thirds.
No, I did not go. I did not have this one yet. You did.
Okay.
Take it back.
All right. I do take it back.
A doctor's listen.
So, Ron, let's just start out from the beginning. What exactly is Sea Jack's Quiche and Fresh Out Foods?
Well, Sea Jack's Quiche is Kansas City's, as far as I know, only quichery, I suppose.
Ooh, I like that, quichery.
We specialize in quiche and make it to go, make it for special events, and just use top quality ingredients with fresh vegetables and meats. And the Fresh Out Foods is something that we're working on now. It's quality and convenient prepared foods, so breads, doughs, cookie doughs, batters, and you take them home and you prepare them right at home.
You can pass them off as your own.
You can certainly do that. That's right. You throw a little flour on your face and say, boy, I hope you like this. I made this just for you.
Use guys, I got to tell you this. Use guys.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
Kimberly, I've eaten quiche on the Champs-Élysées. I've eaten quiche around the world, I want to say.
You've eaten quiche at 30,000 feet.
I had it in Japan.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this because we're here and at the moment. This is the lightest, fluffiest quiche I've ever had.
This is the way quiche is supposed
to be. No, this is
be.
Like air. Well, I didn't know that then. I'm serious because I've had some heavy quiches maybe.
Yeah. Why quiche?
Just like air.
I mean, why quiche? That was kind of the centerpiece of how you started?
Well, the cafe in Prairie Village at the time decided to move from there. There's a lot of restaurants and a lot of activity, and that was in the shops of Prairie Village. And decided that I needed to do something. Quiche was on the menu, but it wasn't really something that we were pushing a lot in the cafe. And so decided to just look around. There was no real quiche. It was a little bit harder to find. People were starting to come around and say, hey, this is good. It's hard to find good quiche.
Yeah.
And so decided just to pivot and go quiche only. And it just grew from there. Ate a lot of bad quiche, trying to make sure that the right
that you could end up with good quiche.
That's right. I ended up with good quiche, but at the beginning, boy.
You couldn't have eaten any bad quiche if it's this quiche right here, because there's no way in the world. I mean, we're talking fresh dairy. We're talking a flaky, buttery crust, Miss Kimberly.
And a perfect custard.
We can't brag enough about this right now. Yeah. We're lucky to be in this kitchen studio this morning with you, my friend.
Well, I'm lucky to be here with you, lucky to be with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something like that. So we've got Sea Jack's, and then we've got Fresh Out Foods. Now, one of the things we're enjoying, actually two of the things we're enjoying right now from Fresh Out, is the pumpkin banana bread, which is punkanana bread?
Punkanana, yeah.
Punkanana bread.
I love that.
Which is absolutely delightful. And you actually sell the batter. So people can take the batter home, put it in a pan, dump it in there, and bake it.
Yeah, it's an 18-ounce container, mm-hmm. so you will take it home and leave it in the fridge until you're ready to go. Spray a 1-pound loaf. You can add nuts. You can add whatever you'd like. You can make muffins. People really like it because they can have it on hand for special occasions, weekends, and right. it's good. It's the quality is something that you would make at home.
Can we eat that brownie mix?
The brownie mix. Yeah, I've got a spoon. Usually I sell it with because it doesn't make it home. But.
Okay, and a big announcement. Our friends over at Shadow Dairy, the delivery trucks can bring this batter to your home.
That's right.
Well, that's huge.
Yeah, it's
that's
great.
That's dangerous. Let me put it that way.
It's a great thing. Matt Chateau and the folks at Chateau Milk are just wonderful and are spreading the quiche love and taking some of the other things to their customers, and we really appreciate working with them and hopefully coming up with some other things for them to pass on as well.
Okay, the other thing that we are eating, and Mark here, our engineer, Jasper, and me, we all, our eyes rolled back in our
head. Oh, my God. I've never seen this before.
We are eating a chocolate quiche. Is that what you call it?
It's a chocolate sweet quiche. It's
chocolate sweet quiche.
No calories, too.
Yeah, no, it's so fluffy, there's no calories.
That the only way I can describe it is something between the best chocolate pie you've ever had and a quiche, and I don't know.
You said that because when I was cutting into it, I was imagining, you know, it was a little stiffer than a pie. Mm-hmm. And when I took a bite of it, it was like a pie that didn't run.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't explain it.
It's beautiful.
Flourless, except for the crust. I mean, absolutely delicious.
Well, great. I'm glad you enjoy it.
I can only imagine what's on the horizon. What else? I mean, I guess it's limited with the quiches, what you could put in those quiches.
Yeah, the quiche. It's just like a soup or a stew, really. It's you can put just about anything that you like in there.
Spring is right around the corner, of course. Different breads for the spring and summer and fall. I know you did the what do you do for the fall? Something different.
We had a pumpkin sweet quiche. So it's similar to the chocolate, but it's a pumpkin, and they're both served chilled. And we have seasonal quiche as well. So we'll be coming up with our springtime, which is asparagus, mini bell peppers, and provolone, which is wonderful. And summertime, and you know, anytime. So we're working on many things.
Now, you're located at 11101 Johnson Drive in Shawnee. People can stop in to see what you have available, take out, right, to go.
Yes, they certainly can. It's best if they give us a call so we can make sure we
have
what they're looking for.
You can place online orders at cjacksquiche.com. Like you said, call you, Shadow Home Delivery. They deliver both the Seajax quiche and the sweet treats that Jasper mentioned.
Yes, the fresh out foods, breads, brownies, doughs, batters, and the quiche as well.
And you've got your quiche available at a lot of different little coffee shops around town as well, like Poor Coffee House, Hattie's Fine Coffee, Songbird, Green Acres, the Whistle Stop, Homer's, Twisted Sisters, and some others.
Yes, a lot of the great independent local coffee shops like having something to offer that's local and that's quality, and their customers really, really enjoy it. So we're pretty excited to work with those folks and anybody else who's looking to carry a quality product like this. Well, get in touch with us. And
I know people can come in or they can call ahead and they can build their own quiche.
Sure. If you want chocolate and mustard and pickles and I'm not the quiche police. If that's what you want, I'll throw it in there. Why not? It might be good.
Cheeseburger quiche.
That's right.
How about this? Gluten-free. It's big. It's huge right now.
It is big. It is big. And we actually do make all of our quiche gluten-free. They can be made gluten-free. Uh-huh. And we also do the cookie dough, chocolate chip oatmeal cookie dough gluten-free, and the brownie, chocolate brownie batter can be gluten-free as well.
Nice. And this is the brownie batter. We need to say a few more words about that because it's like what you would find your great-grandma, your grandma
I'm
making
telling
back,
you.
Back in the 40s and 50s before boxes.
Yeah, before things came in a mix. In a roll of, you know, cookies in a roll and
that you cut and
boxed stuff. I looked
I'm
at recipes.
I'm calling that batter, Kimberly. You're not taking it.
Yeah, I only brought one. I should have.
Tell you right now, you can take the bread. Go home and bake that bread, lady.
Well, Ron Shockley, you have shocked us, can I just say?
Well, great.
This quiche is truly a blue ribbon quiche that you would find at the Iowa State Fair.
I'm telling you, it's the lightest I've ever had. I'm not kidding you, Kimberly.
It's amazing.
talking more about this quiche. I mean, we've had a lot of quiche. This is the lightest. And this batter to go. Oh, it's a dangerous Saturday on Live from Jasper's Kitchen, Miss Kimberly.
You can have the brownie. I'll take the bread.
Yeah, and the bread, and the cake, and the quiche, and everything else you're thinking. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
Talking quiche and everything sweet right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market since 1923, and it's Lent, my friends. So you know what? We're talking fresh seafood, and maybe you need to go out and check out all the fresh seafood dinners at Hen House Market. For only $6, it's called Ready Chef Go. You choose your seafood, either fresh salmon, cod, tilapia, or shrimp. You choose your vegetables. You can pick 6 ounces of your favorite cut vegetables, and of course, you choose the seasonings. They put this all in the bag for you. All you do is take it home and cook it. In less than 5 minutes, you have your dinner done. Now that's special. Who doesn't like fresh seafood this time of year? If you're lucky enough to have lived in Paris as a young man, then wherever you go for the rest of your life, it stays with you. For Paris is a movable feast, Miss Kimberly.
It is a movable feast.
Now, I didn't come up with that quote. That was Ernest Hemingway, you know, one of my favorite authors.
I know. Know that.
Right.
It's actually on a business card that our next guest brought in.
A beautiful lady you have brought in, and I don't know what's more beautiful, the pastries or you, my friend.
I hope the pastries actually. <Aww.
laughs> Cecile Rocher, mm-hmm. who owns Gabriana's Bakery, and Gabriana is a combination of your twin girls' names, Gabrielle yeah. and Gianna.
Yeah, actually it's a boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl. I'm
yes.
sorry.
No, but because I know that, well, because I say Gabriel.
Gabriel, okay.
But, it's
Gabriel.
The French yeah. way to say it, but
right.
yeah, it's a boy.
Right.
Oh, how beautiful. Okay, so here you are. You bring in these pastries, which like Kimberly, you got to keep your hand out of the box. I'm trying to take photos. And I'd like to tease our listeners just by start naming them off. I mean, I know the croissant, I'm going to give this the award for the lightest croissant in the world.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The chocolate croissant, I identify. Mm-hmm. The brioche. Mm-hmm. But take the other ones away. Come on.
So there's the almond croissant. Did you?
Oh, I saw mm-hmm. that's even lighter.
And there's the Queen Yaman. It's from Brittany, where I come from, in part of France. And there's the cannelé. Little bit southwest of France.
Those can be dangerous, those little things.
They're yes. tiny, just like
it's
little...
It's tiny, yeah, mm. but it's flavorful, it's mm. crunchy, it's melting in your mouth.
But
too.
One's
it's...
not enough. No, you have several in there, so...
You have to try a little bit of everything.
Oh, gosh darn. Really?
Yeah, how about it, Kimberly?
That's why they are smaller size, because, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite thing to bake? Something that you brought into us, or
I really like to bake the croissant actually, and but it's a little bit the same for the Queen Yaman. It's a little bit the same dough that you. But what I really like actually is to take some, like flour, water, sugar. It's just simple ingredient, and you walk them.
I wish you were here with us right now, my friends, and watching her actions and. That's a baker. Do
yeah,
you feel
that,
Kimberly, right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, exactly.
How beautiful. What started you in baking?
So actually, I'm a teacher. So we moved here last summer because my husband is from here. And I didn't want to, I wanted to take a break and raise my kids and try maybe something different.
Oh.
And I love baking. I love food. And I say, why not?
Are you self-taught, you're telling us?
Yes.
Did you grow up?
You've got to be kidding me.
Did you grow up with a mother, grandmother, aunts,
We love food in my family. And we love to have this long meal, 3 hours, 4 hours. And it's not just the food. It's the time that you spend with the
Does your husband realize how lucky he is?
I hope so.
I think he better. Oh, my gosh. I got to meet this man. But, I mean, Kimberly, I'm just kind of overwhelmed right now. I'm speechless.
You are.
Because you're no formal training.
No.
I could not believe this.
No, I just research, try some recipe, gave my husband a lot to try.
Do you do savory? Anything savory or just all?
So I for me, yeah, but I can sell savory now because I can use cheese or meat because I bake from my own kitchen.
Okay, okay, sure.
But for me, I love to do quiche. I love to do the roll, savory roll puff pastries. And yeah, and if I can like work in a certified kitchen or open a business, a retail store business maybe.
So people can go to your Facebook page, which is Gabriana's Bakery.
Yes.
Correct. And they'll find information on how to reach you because you do deliver, deliver your goods. People can purchase them.
Yes. And they can come if they want. Pick up the order at my house if they want to, if it's easier. And sometimes when I have some leftovers, I will just, put that on the website and they can just call me and if they want something, yeah.
What kind of, because Jasper is just drooling.
I'm just looking at these photos right now. I'm sorry, guys. I'm he shut me up today.
So what new recipes are you trying right now that you might incorporate into what you offer?
So I try lots of tartlets, so the mini tarts, and yesterday I tried the mango, caramelized mango with a little bit lemon, and I like to try different flavor.
Easter's upon us.
Yeah.
Anything for the Easter season? Pasqua. Your husband's Italian, half Italian, so
yeah. No, actually, something. I did not think about that yet. Yeah. But I will have to, because it just time flies. So
what were your favorite foods while you were growing up in Brittany?
Yeah, I love all the fish and everything. Yeah.
Oh, you have to. Come on.
Seafood,
it's beautiful.
Everything. It's just like we go back every summer and we spend like 4 weeks on the island and we just eat fish every day.
Well, I love porchetta. Now, what does this have to do with pastries today, Kimberly? But I'm thinking these butterflake rolls or the little brioche with some porchetta.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this could be dangerous day for me.
Oh, it could be very dangerous.
Yeah, I call that first box. Sorry, ladies. That's going back to work with me. Kimberly, we've had a lot of guests in here. They brought a lot of desserts, a lot of food in here, but for some reason, my legs are shaking.
They are shaking. They are. Well, Cecile, I'm sorry. Your product is absolutely beautiful. It glistens. It just, and you can tell it's made with a lot of passion and a lot of love. And we wish you the absolute best of luck because if you do a pop-up or if you do open a restaurant or a bakery, you're going to be very popular.
But thank you so very much.
I'd love to have you come out to the restaurant maybe for one of my evenings, one of my supper clubs, and join us and pass out somebody's, pick out a few of these specialties. Kimberly, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking. I'm with you.
I mean, come on. She's got, her husband's half Italian. I'm already obsessed with this man. And this guy's got, he's got the life. Having you as a baker, in home, his own personal baker. And now we can share some of this. Go on Facebook, my friends, and check him out. It's Gabrinna Bakery.
Yes.
This is something else. Kimberly, let's go. Come on. Give me that box right now. This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
Enjoying pastries and food. That's all we do here on Live from Jasper's Kitchen for 11 years right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Kansas City's most sensual radio.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market since 1923, and it's Lent, my friends. So you know what? We're talking fresh seafood, and maybe you need to go out and check out all the fresh seafood dinners at Hen House Market. For only $6, it's called Ready Chef Go. You choose your seafood, either fresh salmon, cod, tilapia, or shrimp. You choose your vegetables. You could pick 6 ounces of your favorite cut vegetables. And of course, you choose the seasonings. They put this all in a bag for you. All you do is take it home and cook it. In less than 5 minutes, you have your dinner done. Now that's special. And don't forget to make sure you check out my recipe for fresh cioppino. That's right. It's the Italian seafood soup with all the delicious seafood from your neighborhood Henhouse Markets. Kimberly, we have a lot of friends in the restaurant industry in Kansas City.
Lots of them, Jay.
And you bring in some of the top chefs in Kansas City also.
And, you know, sometimes it's difficult to get them out of their kitchen, and we happen to snag him on his day off.
Him is Joe West.
Executive chef at Stock Hill. Good morning, Joe.
Morning.
Joe, welcome to the show. Now, I didn't insult you, I hope, earlier, but I keep thinking this kid, I keep saying kid.
Yeah.
I keep thinking he's like 25 years old.
He's a few years older. Not much, though.
But he's still a kid. Come on. I still think of your days back in culinary school. You were like the first one in Kansas City to come out of Broadmoor, weren't you?
I was there. I was in the early years when Broadmoor was still kind of underway. It was probably, I think, the third year, maybe second year.
He's a kid, I'm telling you.
He's 30 years old. Sorry, yeah. We just said it over the airwaves.
running a top restaurant here in Kansas City, and we're talking about Stock Hill Restaurant, the new restaurant down off the plaza.
You have a lot going on there, which we'll talk about, but let's talk first about modern steakhouse and define that. What does that mean to you?
Well, to a modern steakhouse to me is just, we still are true to the steakhouse where we have a variety of steaks. That's our focus point. But we also want to kind of showcase other things too. With a variety of different kinds of meats, fish, seafood, but then also have some creativity with our appetizers. We also have a lot of different entrees and what we call our meats and chops, where we're utilizing different flavor components, and we're trying to kind of push the envelope a little bit with the food scene.
So, Joe, some of those dishes represent what you and Alan Galen, of course, a bread and butter concepts. It fits the vision of the modern steakhouse, if you will.
Right, yeah. And so, for instance, we have the 72-hour braised short rib that's served medium rare. It's composed with wild rice and cannellini bean puree, kind of a play on beans and rice. We put a little bit of smoked beet puree in there as well. And then, so that kind of gives it that like barbecue smoky aspect to it. And then we have these bourbon soaked raisins. In my mind, I kind of think about of memories. And so on top of the short ribs, we put this cardamom coffee crumble on top. So when you think about it, when you're smoking barbecue overnight and you're out with your friends and, you're drinking bourbon, and then, you have to kind of make sure the smoke is right, and you got to make sure that your temperatures are level. And, in the morning after, you wake up and you put a pot of coffee on. So it's kind of like that whole concept, that whole idea. So every dish, we try to, think about what we're doing as far as being that modern steakhouse.
And it is true. That's what you're doing is with the modern steakhouse. I mean, steakhouses have beef carpaccio. So you take yours another step and you do it with pastrami carpaccio.
Yeah. So we crust the beef tenderloin with pastrami spices, and then we do a little play on that. We make a everything crumble, just like the everything bagel. We take all those components and make a crumble out of it. And that's kind of like one of those components that kind of makes that dish a little bit different.
Let's talk French fries for a minute, Kim, if we can.
Oh, we can.
This man's French fries are absolutely amazing.
Ethereal?
I'm telling you, and during March right now, they have, the Kansas City Star has this big March French fry madness. You can't say March madness
right
together.
French
in the
fry
same
madness
word.
Bracket.
You say French fry bracket, exactly. And I nominated your French fries. I mean, I'm telling you right now, they are amazing. I like to say I traveled the world. I know French fries, been to Belgium where they're invented. This guy has got French fries down.
What can you tell us? Just, we don't want you to divulge your secret, but can you tell us maybe a little bit of your
all the things we bring him in here for? We're gonna talk French fries.
Well, I don't want to give out all the secrets,
no.
But it is a long process. It's an all day process where we basically cook it three different times, and the process is where you freeze it in between each time. And and what you get is this perfectly crunchy, crispy French fry. And the whole point of it is that you create these crevices and little crinkles into the French fry. And that creates surface area, which makes it more crunchy. And then in the center, it should be pillowy and soft and almost creamy in a way.
Gorgeous.
What's it like working in this kitchen? You know, it's a brand new kitchen. Opening up a brand new restaurant. You're with a great company, Bread and Butter Concepts, of course. But what's it like? Do you have every toy you want back there?
I pretty much do. It's it's a, definitely a chef's dream in the kitchen at Stockhill. You know, it's huge. It's for sure. We're constantly running around trying to find people, just because you know the size of the kitchen and the way it's designed can definitely be overwhelming at some points. But for the most part, though, it's really a luxury to have just all the brand new equipment and all the high tech equipment that we have, and it's fun.
Well, I know Kelly Conway, of course, is the pastry chef, your partner in crime. Let's talk about how you incorporate sweet and savory into the menu.
Well, Kelly is an extremely talented pastry chef. When we first started talking about the team and everything, she was the number one person I wanted on the pastry for sure. And we worked together before at Blue Stem, and so we have a history of working together. And so I think that our dishes complement each other really well, just because the way that we think, and we've kind of worked for the same people before. But her desserts are just outstanding. She takes classics and then does her twist on them. And for instance, this Meyer lemon tart that she has, she does these like candied hibiscus. There's a hibiscus jam on it with a little creme fraiche ice cream. It's just really outstanding.
Mm. Do you have one of her desserts every night, Joe?
It's funny. I have a sweet tooth, and in fact, I think I prefer dessert over savory. So I always sneak around and I try to go into the pastry cooler and I'll try to find something I can nibble on or whatever, and try not to get caught. And every once in a while, you know, she's off, I'll take a picture of something and be like, "Hey, can I eat this? And is this okay?" And you know.
Well, we'd love to talk more about the restaurant and all the menu we are, but let's just talk about you personally for a minute. Your night off. Today's your day off.
Yeah.
I mean, we're Kansas City. Is it barbecue? Is it ramen? What do you go do?
You know, honestly, you know, ramen for me, I love it like after work, like after I'm working, you know, it's late at night or something, and, you know, I'm craving something. It's a perfect thing. And
it's good to slurp at midnight.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, my days off, you know, I'm really pretty simple. Sometimes I just go to the grocery store and just get a couple things, and, you know, I try to pick out a couple different vegetables, kind of keep myself thinking that I'm eating healthy. But
I try to, but I'm a junk food junkie boy on my day off.
So you are continuing the library series, of course, and you'll be doing that in April.
Yeah, so we're excited about that because we took this month off to kind of recuperate and try to think about the new season with spring coming in. And, you know, it's just a little too early to start doing a full-on spring tasting. So in April, we're going to be doing some more library series dinners, which are on Sundays.
Seven-course dinner.
Yeah, seven courses.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for us in the kitchen because we get to experiment new dishes and maybe even things that we might put on the menu, and we'll see the reaction from our guests. And
well, we're in the spring. Real quick, any ideas for the menu? What are you going to put on? I mean, I don't know how you want to change, you know, the baked biscuits and cream spinach, or, you know, the rack of lamb, the Amish chicken. I wouldn't want to touch it.
I know it's tough because you wanna keep changing dishes and push forward, but then you're like, well, what do we take off? Because, you know, everything's
exactly
so good, and we really, really enjoy making what we do. And but, you know, I'm looking forward to a lot of things like ramps and spring garlic, green garlic. Looking for we're already using morels, so, you know, it's a lot of fun, and a lot of it's just trying to find new different types of meat and seafood to go with the seasonal vegetables.
Definitely modern steakhouse, Kimberly.
Stockhill, congratulations on your early success. And people, my Instagram feed, my social media feed is always full of pictures from dinner service and dessert service at
Stockhill.
Thank you
so much.
So,
well, my friend, thanks so much for coming on. You know, it's one of my favorite restaurants. Make sure you check him out. It's Stockhill Restaurant, Chef Joe West. The gentleman is just really something else here in Kansas City. I've always been a big fan of his and following him, and I'm glad you got him on the show again, Kimberly.
You are welcome, Joe.
Joe, you take care, my friend.
You too.
We appreciate you coming on the show. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen, celebrating 11 years right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.